I think that is a very interesting thing. I mean, if you were to develop a kind of set of necessary conditions for a community of practice to exist, then it does it actually raise some interesting issues. Now, is a family a community of practice, for example? Now, we know that it may have strong values in common. It's certainly not a workplace, or it might be a workplace, but I'm talking about the non-work family. So in what sense might you use that as a community of practice? Now, there are circumstances. If the community of practice becomes a clan, and it's like a Scottish clan in the sort of 17th century, that may well be a community of practice. If it's a village in Ethiopia, it may well be a community of practice because it's an extended family and so on. And they work together also in subsistence agriculture. So there are quite a few issues about when a community of practice ends and some other form of social organisation begins. Now, Wenger talks a lot about this. I mean, he does emphasise obviously the working environment. He's not trying to make claims for anything else. But I think users of the concept have slid away from his original concept and applied it to all sorts of stuff. You know, like football supporters is a community of practice. Gerbil breeding, you know, is a favourite of mine. You look at the gerbil breeders' websites, you know, it's got all the right characteristics of a community of practice. And of course, you know, spend half an hour on the web and you can see all kinds of weird and wonderful communities of practice. But really, all they've got in common are sets of practices which are in common, and I guess a sets of values. But if that's all it is, one can think of 101 forms of social organisations which fall into that category. In fact, you can't think of any social organisation which doesn't, to be quite frank, because by definition they are those. So I think there's a sort of, it's one of those concepts which, like culture, which are evocative, but when you actually try and apply it starts to unravel. So the boundary issue in communities of practice, I think, is problematic.